So, Toby, why did you guys come up with this?
A few weeks ago, Charlie and I were just, we had a bunch of people around to his room, which is his studio, and then we had a little dance, and then we thought, you know, we could turn this into like a little boiler room kind of radio station, because it's quite small, very intimate, you don't need a lot of people to make it feel like a good time.
And you need like three people.
Yeah, you need three people, literally. And then from there, we kind of, you know, the coronavirus really started being ramped up, all the news, and I thought, you know, we've got to get, there's an opportunity here to run Sydney's first online nightclub, and I guess from there, the rest is history.
And so, Nicole, can you tell us a little bit about the logistics of this?
So logistically speaking, we just have pretty much the live stream going to Facebook from 8 p.m. till hopefully around 2 a.m. And that's just like happening through Facebook as well as possibly Twitch as a backup kind of streaming platform in case anything goes wrong with Facebook. And that's kind of like the boring side of the logistics. But beyond that, we have, because we're trying to set this apart, what's different about Room 2 Radio to other kind of like online streaming of DJ sets is the fact that we want to emulate a club. So there's different experiences that you get in a club, like a bar and the security guard. So we've developed characters that are these people who are kind of like intended to interact with you while you're in the club, and you're kind of, we hope that you interact via the chat room with the different kind of players and characters within the club and possibly meet some people, get some drinks, hopefully don't get kicked out by Seki, known as Seki Room 2. And that's essentially the logistical situation.
Yeah, we've also got like lights coming through the TV screen, so you can turn off your lights at home and just let the flashing lights that aren't too crazy. We're testing them out for now. It's designed to be a real life club online.
I mean, it's such a cool idea, like trying to incorporate this kind of interactive club space online. But one of the other things that you guys have done as well is only selected local artists. Can you tell us why you've done that?
So essentially, we've selected local DJs because that's a community that we are a part of and continually support, and that's what's kind of not existing primarily in our world at the moment. So a lot of our friends like Hyfe and Honeypoint have a lot of planned gigs that are being cancelled. So that was kind of the first reason, as well as the fact that they're obviously our friends and they're there for us.
And then I guess also we, like, because it's gained a lot of traction, we're like hoping that we can turn it into a thing that we can really, you know, pay the artists in this time, and we can have a show every Friday and, you know, like really keep the spirit of Sydney nightlife going during this like really uncomfortable time.
And one of our co-founders, Charlie, makes music under the name Pool Room, and he's just had a tour cancelled. So the kind of feeling of the loss of income is something that we all kind of really understand, as well as Toby, who DJs, and myself, who works on SORT right now, and with all kind of arts and cultural events being cancelled, it's kind of more important than ever to kind of rally each other and also, if possible, find ways to get creatives paid in this time of need, because so much income is just being totally cancelled.
I mean, you've convinced me already, and I'm sure a few others. How can we tune in tonight?
It's pretty simple. We've got a Facebook event on Room 2 Radio, Room 2 Radio, which is our Facebook profile, and we'll have a live stream on Facebook and then also a live stream on Twitch, which is a streaming kind of platform if that crashes. And that's about it. So if you just look for the event, Sydney's first
online nightclub. You know, if you type into Facebook, Room 2 Radio, Room space 2 space Radio, you're in good hands, really.
Well, it sounds like a great idea. Guys, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning, and good luck for tonight.
Thank you.
Thanks.